true. Said we're here for a good time.
What can it be, Thursday already? Holy smokes, it must be, because we're on live local radio. Here we go. 2025 is off and running, and we're looking forward to a great year. And I'm still kind of waiting for winter to hit. It hasn't quite shown up yet. I'm here. Oh, I hear a pet windstorm and snowstorm in the background here. So I know we've been lucky that way. We really have. It's been a funny year. Although I hear, and who knows, that we have a storm coming in on Friday for the lower elevations. But Schweitzer's happy. The upper elevation, all the water pack is great. So I think we're doing pretty well. What do you say about that, Pat?
I say, yeah, it seems everybody on the mountain's happy. It's one of those rare years we've had very, very mild winters. Yeah. Has affected our mountain, has affected our economy.
Right.
It's not this year. We're having a mild winter, but above the X thousand foot level, we have tons of snow.
That's right.
And it's fantastic. It's the best of both worlds.
And that's Pat Murphy, by the way, the voice from the sound effects there. And I'm your host, David Keyes. And thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to a great show. In fact, we've got three awesome guests. My first guest will be Megan Fox, who's sitting right across from me right now and not making faces, thank goodness. She's a clinical psychologist, deeply committed to improving rural health care. We'll learn more about you in a little bit that way. Thanks for stopping by.
She'll have 15 minutes to figure you out.
Oh, she already has figured me out. I can tell. It's that look. And then after that, we'll have Lisa Bond from Sassy, a.k.a. the local senior center. And Pat and I have a bet on what kind of hat she'll be wearing today. She always dresses up for the radio. And it's kind of funny. It's radio. Who knows? Really. And then after that.
That's because you and I have faces for radio.
We do. Yeah, no. For sure. We really do. And then last but not least, we have Kaylee Miller, who's the planning director for Pondre. And she's got some updates on the cool skating rink out there. I don't know if you've seen that yet or not. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've been out there.
Have you done it?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. That's awesome. I took grandkids and kids out there, and that's as far as I've gone so far. I'm afraid to break something. I really am. But, you know, I was thinking about it. Here we are, 2025. And I look over here, and I see Tag, who's young. I see Megan, who's really young. I see Pat, who's almost kind of young.
I'm older than you.
Oh, see, look at that. Isn't that cool? That's fun. Anyway, I've been pretty good about New Year's resolutions. I do them, and I try to live up to them. And I've had a pretty good batting average, but most people don't. Where are you with that, Pat? Do you have a resolution or two?
I have two resolutions this year. I mentioned one to our station owner, Dylan, yesterday. My resolution in 2025 is to break out his sense of humor.
Oh, I thought it was to get a raise.
And if he's listening right now, he's going to kill me.
I thought it was to get a raise or something. I'm not sure.
That's always in the resolution. but going good. With the other resolution, that won't work. My resolution this year is simply to be, I'm not putting out, you know, crazy, you know, things that I can't reach, be better than I was last year, which has been my resolution for the last 7-8 years. And I'd like to think that
you've done it. You're there.
A better human being than I was, you know, a little smarter, a little calmer, a little better dad, better husband, better man, better buddy, better, you know, worker, better citizen of society.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
And that's my resolution always. And,
Well, you had a pretty good year last year, as I recall, like, other than your unfortunate water aerobics freak accident. That was kind of a tough one.
But,
and then maybe the goal might be to turn off the cell phone when we're talking.
Turning off cell phones during live shows, it's another one right there.
Well, a couple of my friends and I have decided to avoid fast food for a year.
Avoid fast food for a year?
Fast food for a year. But you know what's funny is, is Mr. Sub fast food? I think not. Because I think Subway is. And it goes back to, it's not processed meat because they both kind of do that. So what I'm doing with everybody now who's doing this is we're all trying to parse it. You know, okay, where's the loophole? So if you don't go through a McDonald's drive-thru, if you go inside, is it fast food?
Well, I can go with that. McDonald's is not fast food, but Wendy's is, and I'm set, so.
Oh, I don't think so. I think McDonald's is more fast food than Wendy's.
No, I'm just going with your theory, so I can continue to get my every biannual the McRib they always bring back is not the McRib we grew up with.
Right.
So let's not even.
Well, for you out there in Radio Land, I hope that if you do resolutions, you do something you can own, and a little stretch goal isn't a bad thing for anybody by any means, for sure. And if you do have them, do you keep them? I mean, I guess who holds you accountable It's always good to have somebody who tries to keep you accountable, especially if it's something substantial. I mean, and I think the fast food thing's probably a fairly safe bet, although I do a lot of traveling, so I've got to get kind of clever about that. I'm going to figure this out, though.
I'm going to question you on this regularly.
Good. Well, there you go.
I'm going to be your accountability partner.
Well, very good. Well, again, thanks for tuning in on 97.1, and we stream 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com, so you can hear Megan Fox anytime you want to later on as you go through all this 24/7. It'll be really, really cool. So when we come back, though, Dr. Megan Fox from Bonner General will talk about helping to address behavioral, emotional, and attention challenges across pediatric, adolescent, and adult populations. We'll see you after the break.
It's a new year, new resolutions, and time to make 113 Main your new spot for celebrations, special occasions, a night out with the family, or a night out with the kids. 113 Main is there for every occasion. We're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. We have a full bar, handcrafted cocktails, beer, wine, and scratch cooking with a cozy historic atmosphere. Make your reservations today at 113 Main.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We would like to wish everyone a happy new year, and for the month of January, mention this ad to get 10% off manufactured scheduled 30, 60, 90K services. 4x4 services, coolant flushes, and battery checks, all on sale this month. As always, every vehicle in shop will receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. And remember, our certified techs work on all makes and models. Pierce Auto Center.
Happy New Year from your friends at Pro-X Home Center. Have a new project you want to tackle? Let the experts help you. From paint to lumber to tools, there's nothing they can't handle. And did you know Pro-X delivers? That's right. Whether it's lumber, landscaping materials, home building supplies, doors, or windows, they'll get it to your door. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT KBFI.
We're here for a good time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio show. I have Megan Fox sitting across from me. We'll be talking to her in a minute. If you're putting down your winter calendar of things to do, think about the Winter Carnival. It's going to be coming up on February 14th through the 23rd. All sorts of fun events going on, all sorts of cool stuff, Parade of Lights, all that neat stuff. If you want to know more about that, check out sandpointwintercarnival.com. So I've got Dr. Fox sitting across from me here in the radio studio, and I learned a little bit about her off the air, and she's going to have a fun time here. We're looking forward to talking to you a little bit. But how about this? Tell me all about you. Who are you, and why are you here?
the classic interview question. My name is Megan Fox, as you've introduced, and you already made the joke off air of the name Megan Fox. This is, I always joke that I'm the Megan Fox, but.
Well, she does too.
Yeah.
So well, there you go.
There you go. And then the next question is if I have toe thumbs, and I do not have toe thumbs. So I'm not as cool, I guess. But yeah, I recently moved up to Sandpoint and started working at Bonner General Behavioral Health. And I'm super excited to be here. I grew up in Colorado. I'm a fifth generation Colorado native. And so grew up with a lot of appreciation for outdoors and spent a lot of time doing different activities as a kid. And I came over to the Pacific Northwest for college and I got my undergrad at Whitworth University, introduced to Idaho at that point and to the Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint. And that's the first time I got to ski Schweitzer. learned a lot about, what do they call it? The Pondere slush or whatever.
Right,
Pondere concrete. Very different than Colorado. But fell in love with this area. Went over to Seattle for grad school. And got my degree from Seattle Pacific University, which was really awesome for a lot of reasons. I got to train with Seattle Children's. And got to get some great experience, but learned very quickly how much I hate cities.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. At Seattle Children's, what an amazing facility, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was phenomenal. And it was such a cool, like, opportunity to get to train in so many specialty areas. And
did that help solidify what you wanted to do at that point? Is that what was that the defining moment?
Yep, exactly. I got to be in some really awesome clinics supporting kids and supporting teenagers and really just solidified my love for working with kids and working with adolescents.
And adults too, though, right? You do the whole gamut for sure.
I do the whole gamut.
And you're a clinical psychologist? That's your official title?
Official title, clinical psychologist.
So tell me what you do. I mean, I guess people kind of know maybe what that means, but are people referred to you and then you tell me more?
Yeah, exactly. So you can see me by going to your primary care or pediatrician and they'll fill out a referral and send it over to Bonner General. And so I predominantly am up here seeing kids and adolescents because that's really my specialty area. But I do see adults and particularly parents. I do a lot of parent support because parenting is hard with it. But I'm trying to remember what your question was.
Oh, just really, what do you do and how do people find
you? Oh, yeah, clinical psychologist. What a clinical psychologist. That's a fancy word. I went to school for a long time. Clinical psychologist allows me to do both therapy as well as testing. So I have the degree credentials to be able to do diagnostic clarification and testing, which I do as well. So I carry kind of both
hats. You got a lot going on, don't you? So you I see in your bio here that you like check for ADHD and tics and just things like things that get in the way of people succeeding, right?
Yeah.
And so then you diagnose that, you give them a plan of action, and you see it through.
Exactly, yeah.
And so then you also talk to the parents if you're dealing with the kids, and it's a whole family approach, I assume. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I think that's the big, I get very passionate about parents' role of influence that they have on kids and adolescents and how really helping support them, particularly if your kid's got some emotion or attention or regulation challenges. Call it super parenting. It's really hard.
They all.
Yeah, truly, everyone. Yes, truly. When you got that extra hard kiddo,
right?
The parents just need extra support too, and so
absolutely.
I love working with those.
So, how do you measure success then? So you have an interview, you have a time with the patient and the parents, more than likely, maybe together or separately, and then you have a starting point, more than likely.
Yeah.
And so then you coach up to the end results. I mean, how do you measure that?
Well, I think it depends on each family or kiddo that comes in. And so it depends on what they're really trying to work on and what they're trying to kind of achieve their goals, whether it's trying to reduce anxiety so that they can get to school, whether it's trying to reduce behavioral outbursts at home and be able to have a healthier functioning family. And so we kind of approach different behavioral modifications that happen, if it's help sleeping or help with different whatever it kind of might be in that situation.
Sure. And I know depression is a big issue, especially with younger students. Well, everybody, I imagine, a bit. And I imagine COVID didn't help with that part of it. So anything that was already kind of maybe baked in a bit was more exposed that way. Do you see a lot of that?
Yeah. I mean, the pandemic changed the mental health game, like totally and completely, particularly when we look at kids and adolescents. Like, particular, my passion really is around adolescents and teenagers, and teenagers should be trying to move away from their house and move away from parent time and more with peers. And they couldn't during that time period. They're locked at home with parents, with families, and totally changed the gamut for a lot of people. And turned behavioral health on its edge and
on all levels, right?
On all levels.
It'll be interesting to look 20 years from now what that really did, how it changed.
Oh, we're already seeing it.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, the behavioral health, I mean, we can look at the research of the amount of influx we've had of referrals and amount of people that are seeking mental health services, which is awesome. Yeah. We also have a lot of mental health professionals leaving the profession right now.
Burning out because of just the onslaught?
Yeah, really? Because it's such a high number coming on. And so it's our systems are really trying to keep up with the demand that we're having for mental health.
And aren't people more on edge now than they've ever been? I mean, you're young. You haven't seen a whole lot of
that. Yeah, I would say particularly like with kids and adolescents, like there is a definite shift. It's not the same thing. And a lot of it can come back to the pandemic changed things.
Sure.
The amount of technology and access we have, technology's changed the gamut on so many areas. So,
yeah, and not to dig too deeply how you handle it, but I imagine there's some behavioral stuff that isn't medically, you know, you don't prescribe certain things, but it's also self making yourself better, looking inward a bit.
Oh yeah. It's a lot of the work I do. I don't prescribe medications. I think medications are really beneficial, and I'll work alongside it. But a lot of what I do is that behavioral of like, what are things that we can do in our daily life? And I really strive to like, what are the take homes? Like, what can you go home and do tonight to really help and support yourself or your family in kind of reaching your goals?
Exactly right. And then you set the goals, they hopefully follow up. Then you, I imagine it depends how severe the issue is, how many times you see somebody.
Yeah.
Is there a certain number of times that you have to see somebody, or is it all case by case?
It depends. And so I think there's some goals that are achieved pretty easily, and there's some that take a little bit more time. And so it just kind of depends on what's coming in for. Testing is usually a 3-session that we do of an initial intake and a testing appointment and a feedback session. So that's probably a more time limited.
Sure.
But in terms of outpatient therapy, it really varies.
Sure. And that's probably the normal way. But you also have crisis intervention stuff too, and that's got to be hard. I mean, that's an important time. Things can go really south, can't they?
Yeah.
So tell me about how you approach that. If there's something is broken at that point, what do you do?
So the classic crisis, I got to give the classic crisis protocol. If your loved one is in a state of crisis, like please get intervention. And the best thing you can do in a crisis is visit your local emergency room. Mm-hmm. And so you can also call 988. It's a great resource that we all have now. It's similar to 911, but the 988 National Crisis Line, to be able to get that support that you need. Those are the best options. Bonner General Behavioral Health, it's not a crisis clinic in it. So it's not just like walk in the door. And so the best option you can do is visit your local emergency room to get that support.
And you work with law enforcement on that a bit, I would assume, too? Is that
law enforcement can be a great one, too. Yeah, if you're at home, calling law enforcement and getting that support. And that's a big national initiative kind of to help get that support.
Yeah. Well, again, you do a ton of good work there. You truly do. How do people find you? So it's mostly by referral for the patients.
Yep.
But is that the next step then? So they see the primary or whatever, and then they find Dr. Megan Fox.
Exactly. Say,
well,
yep.
Well, very, very good. What a fun, this went by so quickly.
It really did.
And off the air, I invited you back anytime you want.
Perfect.
And I mean that too.
Yeah.
I think you're doing such a great service. I mean, we could talk about social media. We could talk about peer pressure. We could talk about all of that stuff. And that all falls under your umbrella that way too. And
so
you're making a big difference. So
perfect.
Thank you so much for stopping by today. It was great meeting you.
Yes.
And we'll catch up soon.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we'll talk to Lisa Bond, who's running what's called SASE, which you're way too young to know about this, but it's the Sandpoint Area Seniors Group, and she's done a great job there, and she's got some cool things going on. So after the break, we'll have Lisa Bond.
Say yes to a healthy new year with a YMCA membership and make your Y the place to get healthy. At the Y, there's so much more than fitness classes, pools, and gym equipment. There are programs that support the whole health of your entire family. And right now, you can get started with no join fee, up to an $88 savings, and no contracts. The YMCA is a place where everyone belongs, and wellness is more than just a buzzword. From swim lessons and activity spaces for youth and teens to yoga and pickleball, check out everything the Y has to offer by visiting ymcainw.org. When you add it all up, a Y membership delivers exceptional value month after month. And now with expanded weekend hours. There's never been a better time to join. Make the YMCA your place too. Visit YMCAINW.org today. Prorated membership dues apply. Offer good through January 31st.
Ready to enjoy a vacation close to home? Come stay for less and play for more at the Kootenai Casino. These offers are amazing. Right now, cozy up in a Kootenai Falls Lodge room for just $59 midweek and $89 on the weekends. An incredible bang for your buck. You'll enjoy the indoor swimming pool, soothing hot tub, and more. Right now, the Springs Restaurant is offering a delicious lunch and hearty breakfast specials for just $12. And you can get a $25 dinner for two special Sunday through Thursday. Every getaway deserves a little pampering, and that's exactly what you'll get at the Kootenai Spa, with great rates on massage and body treatments, facials, nails, and lashes. And in the red hot Kootenai Casino, join us for weekend spin and win, happy hour promotions, and all your favorite games. Join us in January at the Kootenai Casino and win this winter. Book your stay and play now. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio. I've got Lisa Bond sitting right across from me. I can't believe it's been a year. You've been a year now at the head of SASE, which is, of course, formerly known, I guess, or some people still call it the Sandpoint Area Seniors.
Right.
But you've done a great job. It's been a lot of fun for you, and I was looking forward to getting you back, but you were a little ill over the holidays.
I was. I spent basically from Christmas Eve until well after New Year's not feeling well.
Really?
Well. But I'm back in action now.
And with radio, they can't see your million-dollar smile, but you've got a great hat on. And Pat and I have always commented on your style. You've got way more style than I do wearing this gray sweatshirt. But you got a matching vest and the whole thing. So
Oh, thank you.
It's great that people still dress up for radio. That's awesome.
For life in general.
There you go. So it's almost been a year, February to February, when you started. And you started out in a little bit different position there.
Yep.
And, of course, they saw the talent and the skill, and they said, you need to be our executive director. And how's that going for you? How are things going?
It's been a blast. You know, I think we joke a lot about hats, and, of course, I wear hats very often. But I am wearing a couple of different hats at the Senior Center. And the fun of it is that they're a great group of folks. The staff are amazing, and working with the board is complex and wonderful and dynamic. And the reality is I love a good challenge.
Right.
So,
and you had one there for sure. Right? And it looks like it's still evolving a little bit, maybe with your guidance and your board of directors, too. You've got a good board of directors that way, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and the idea is really just to continue to be relevant in the community for the aging folks in Sandpoint and surrounding areas. So,
and we're trending that way too, right? Our society here is getting older, I've heard, and so you're more and more.
Not you.
No. A sweet 16 forever. I love radio too. See, that's how that works.
Right. Exactly. Nobody can see our gray hairs.
They really can't.
I just called us out though. So.
But the spirit comes out. That's what really really matters.
There
that
you
way.
Go.
So a new year, new challenges. What's on your agenda? What are your plans for the new year?
Well, you know, the nice part about winter is that it is a time of tucking in and regrouping and reanalyzing. And so when we set our goals for the year, year, obviously we need to continue to be solvent, and all the fundraising that you'll be seeing coming up in the spring and summer and fall. We always welcome donations, but the reality is, David, we run primarily on the support of the community. Only a small portion of what we get from federal funding covers the cost of what we do at the senior center. Right. So, and our the hallmark of our programs are the meal programs and the home-delivered meals and the on-site meals, which folks of every shape and size and background enjoy coming to the center and enjoying those meals. And you've met Brenda. She's a dynamic, wonderful chef. And so she prepares great meals that are nutritious and tasty.
And how many meals do you serve on a given day?
Well, on any given day, it's going to depend. You know, we have home-delivered meals that go out to the tune of at least 25 to 40 families. And depending on what we have, who we have signed up for meals, and some are more exciting or appealing to some than others. Like Salmon Day is so very well attended.
I'd be there.
Well, I'm counting on that. I'll let you know when Salmon.
One of these days I will be there.
So anywhere from, you know, roughly 15 to 40, 50 people for the on-site meals.
Right.
We also do a fundraising breakfast at the end of the month that we're starting back up again. So
good.
And that's on the last Friday of the month.
And that's to raise awareness. Maybe if you were thinking about the center a bit and you haven't really been there, that's kind of a little gateway into it.
Perhaps. It's a way to ease in and not necessarily come for lunch. The breakfast buffet is always wonderful.
Right.
And it puts a lot of time and effort into that. So.
Yeah. Well, I've heard nothing but 4-star, 5-star reviews, so I think you're on it for sure.
Yeah.
Also, the home delivery, that's important too. It's kind of a welfare check as well, right? People who are living alone, perhaps?
It is. It's that direct connection with people who may otherwise be somewhat homebound.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I like to say and remind folks is there is no restriction around how much money you can make or what your income is. It really is just those 60 and over who find themselves in a situation where they're struggling to get out to get the food to prepare meals, or they're struggling with being able to make their own meals at home.
Absolutely. And there's this various degrees of need that way too, right?
Right.
And people, I think the pride gets in the way sometimes. No, I'm living alone. I'm afraid I might not be able to live alone if people start checking on me like you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm sure you hear all of that.
We do. But, you know, the drivers really, they develop a one-on-one relationship with these folks. And so just being able to look in on them and for folks to know that there's going to be someone outside of their home that will be looking in on them periodically it does wonders.
Absolutely. And are you always needing volunteer drivers and such too, or are you pretty well staffed?
We always need drivers, and what we'll do is if we have enough drivers for the moment, we will go ahead and get folks trained, because there are opportunities to just come and help out for a couple of hours a week or more if folks are interested. Our drivers are phenomenal people, and the other volunteers that we utilize quite frequently are folks who come in and help us prepare the meals.
Sure.
And so packaging those meals, it actually takes quite a bit of effort for the kitchen staff to put together the meals and then get those put in trays, and because the bulk of those meals are freshly made that week. So.
Right, and then the volunteer drivers show up and you stack them up and send them on their way.
Send them on their way.
I still think you're the only group that's ever had an NFL former quarterback be a delivery person that way. Jake would tell that story and people, oh my gosh, then people would kind of find out who he was and
kind of
a little hero status. But he also told me that it was really just a great connection.
Yeah.
You know, you're a star, that's great and all this, but you're really helping humanity. And I guess, you know, I can kind of think of like Jimmy Carter now and what a difference one person can make. And, you know, we all have people who want to make a difference. Sometimes they can't plug in, you know, whether it's Rotary, whether it's whatever else.
Yeah.
But it sounds like that's a good opportunity for somebody to give back.
Humanity. It's the humane way to be in this world. And, you know, we just this week had an individual who showed up and really just had lost her way in the community. Mm-hmm. And so found some social connection, which is absolutely wonderful.
And all the studies say that, right? That if you, when you pull out of work or whatever else, if you don't have those connections again, it kind of shortens your life.
It does, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's one thing we're seeing with Sandpoint Rotary and even Pondere Rotary here. We're seeing people who are professionals who've either retired here or pulled the plug here. now they're thinking, well, gosh, I need to get back
purpose.
Doing something. Yeah, and a purpose or responsibilities, right? Mm-hmm. Being accountable for sure. So
good.
Lisa, thank you so much. It's
of
always
course.
Fun seeing you. I'm glad you're doing better, too.
Thank you.
That's tough.
It's good to be on the other side of that.
I know. And there's this kind of creeping crud going on right now, too, that people are having real trouble with. And, you know, I always feel sorry for those folks, too, because especially as you get a little older, it really can knock a person down for sure. But you look lovely. You look great. Thanks for being the fashion statement that you are. And we'll look forward to talking to you soon. I would like to do that again with you for sure. Next up, we're going to have Kaylee from the city of Ponderay talking about all sorts of neat things going on out there, including this ice skating rink that we've been hearing more and more about. So we'll see Kaylee after the break.
What's better than super fresh fruits and vegetables? Yep, you've got it. Super fresh fruits and vegetables on sale.
Swing into Super One Foods this Thursday and save big during our 12-hour produce sale. Northwest grown baby leaf salad mix is $1.48 each. Family size lighthouse salad dressings $2.98 each. Sweet red grapes just $1.98 a pound.
Super One Foods 12-hour produce sale this Thursday only. Hey, it's better than fresh.
Sale price is not available in Spokane and Colville.
The new Coeur d'Alene Gun Show, sponsored by Lewis Clark Trader, is coming to the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. The Coeur d'Alene Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Native American artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. Two big days, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the Coeur d'Alene Gun Show at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
So, we heard you're thinking about making some improvements in that bathroom of yours. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and we are the perfect place to make that happen. One of our real specialties here at Selkirk has always been the design and installation of high-quality glass shower enclosures. All it takes is a call to ask for one of our highly experienced people to come out to your home for a free measurement. Our most popular style of enclosure has always been the frameless design, featuring the thicker glass panels with a minimum of hardware. These enclosures can really open up a bathroom space. And if installing clear glass gives you the maintenance willies, never fear, because all of our showers are available with the option of a clear glass protective coating. And if the frameless wasn't what you had in mind, we also offer a myriad of handsome frame showers. Are you interested in opening up that bathroom space even more? We offer custom mirror work as well. But one of the most valuable services we offer is that of the very best installation team in our area. They'll help make that new bathroom a reality. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to the last segment of Thursday's live radio show. And I'm going to predict by this time next week we're going to actually have snow down in this elevation here because, you know, so far we don't. My daughter's in Texas right now, and it was colder there than it is here. And I'm thinking, wait a second, there's something wrong, something going on wrong. But like I said earlier, Schweitzer's doing great. Upper elevations, snowpack is looking really good too. And speaking of winter, you may have not noticed, hopefully, that there's a new attraction on Kootenai Cutoff Road. This ice skating rink kind of almost popped out of nowhere, it seems like, and it's been really active. And I'm lucky to have Kaylee Miller here today, who is the, you have a couple different hats that you wear, though, but planning director, mostly, for the city of Ponderay. And that was, she's been pushing it. I've been hearing about all sorts of plans about the lights going up and how you balanced all the lights out. I've been talking to the people out there. And again, welcome to the show, Kaylee. And let's talk a little bit about the ice skating rink and how it's going.
Thanks, David. It has been going fantastic, better than I even imagined. I think better than the North Idaho Ice guys imagined. We have had an incredible outpouring of people and just a lot of positive feedback out there at the rink. Everything from the holiday experience to just people getting out and skating for the first time and trying out the stick and puck sessions.
Yeah.
I think we estimated as of this week, we've had about 7,000 skaters out there so far.
Since when? When did it open?
Since the 29th of November.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Wow. We had a three-week stretch where we were open 7 days a week, and other than that, it's just been primarily weekends.
Right.
And we're back down to primarily that weekend schedule now, with the exception of private events and right. some stick and puck and drop-in hockey during the week. Yeah. But we are starting this week offering free field trips to our local schools. So we will have a steady stream of students out there over the next couple of months during the days and our off operational hours.
How cool is that? You know, and it's funny to watch how the operation works. And again, if you haven't tried it, and I'm not a skater, I never will be, but I have had grandkid now and son and families go out there, and I've loved watching them, talking to Rob out there and just kind of chatting up and watching the families do great things out there, and really watching the confidence of the younger kids who don't know any better and have stronger ankles than I'll ever have. But you've got kind of a cool thing. You got those little white little what do you call them?
The polar bear skate aids.
Polar bear skate aids that almost anybody can hold on to and kind of work their way around there. And my granddaughter got it figured out pretty quickly, and all of a sudden she's got pretty brave at the end of that. And I see people of all ages doing that. The only thing I've heard, Kaylee, is that you need taller ones for older people. I don't know what that means.
I have heard that. And some buckets for the toddlers, because they're a little too tall for the little ones and a little too short for the tall people.
So what have you figured out? I mean, this is so brand new. And again, to have that success is amazing. The one neat thing I've seen, too, is how you plan it. So you can set aside time. You can register for 2 o'clock or whatever you do. And that seemed like it works pretty well.
It does work pretty well. It's amazing how tiring 90 minutes of ice skating can be. We oftentimes get people who are thinking that that's going to be a short period of time, and after about an hour, they're done and ready to turn in their skates
just
and
about
get
right,
some hot
isn't
cocoa.
It? Yeah, just about right. Just about right. And if people don't have skates, they can pick up the skates there.
True. We have 344 pairs of rental skates, and those are included in the ticket price, so it's free of charge to borrow those. Same with the skate aids, and we also have helmets.
Right. Right. And you were talking the helmet thing. I've seen more people doing that. Thank goodness, I think, because again, if you haven't skated for a while or you haven't skated, it's great to be safe. It truly is. The hockey folks, I mean, they were kind of the driving force way back to get this going. Are they starting to play some hockey there now, too? I mean, I know they practice. Are there some games going on?
So we haven't gone into full gear hockey, mostly because these boards are only about hip height. So they're not full height. They don't have the upper nets or glass to accommodate full on hockey.
Sure.
So we do have some extremely short nets that they play with. And so we do our stick and puck sessions out there with, I think they're about 6-inch tall nets that they can shoot into, but it keeps the pucks from flying up in the air.
Good.
So we are looking at some options on how we can put in some sort of a temporary or intermittent netting system around the top so that we can accommodate more full on hockey.
Well, that's great. And I see that probably in the future too, growing. And I'm sure you're taking notes as it rolls out, hearing public opinion and suggestions and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. This has been a learning experience for all of us from the very beginning.
Sure. And is the goal to have it pay for itself? Is that the ultimate goal of something like this?
So the rink itself we paid for with donations and grants and sponsorships up front. And so the goal is for it to bring in its operational costs and so that we can keep it as inexpensive as possible for the public. But then those additional funds that come in above and beyond operating costs just roll into the future facility out at the Field of Dreams or to improvements at this facility.
Perfect. And you can buy time at this facility for however long you need to, probably.
Yep. We own it as the city, so we're able to leave it there as long as we don't have another development going in on that site.
Yeah, and it's really cool to see the lights, the hanging lights there, too. Sometimes this is a pretty expensive area to raise kids. We have the Pine Street Woods for free, the walking and hiking and all that. We have that kind of stuff going on. But really, for something that's inexpensive and close, this really kind of fits that need, it looks like to me anyway.
We've done everything we can to keep it cost effective. The council was really aware of that as we were setting our ticket prices. So we looked at what they are charging for skating in neighboring communities, and then we were able to reduce that because of all the generous donations that we got. So right now it's a $10 ticket for 18 and under and a $15 ticket for 18 and over. And then we have a family pass to offer for larger families to keep it affordable. So that is a $50 pass, and it allows for up to 10 people that are immediate family members residing together to skate for a flat fee of $50.
And really, that's cheap, isn't it? Cheap entertainment.
It is cheap entertainment, yes.
And then they get hooked on it, and they have family fun and great memories. I was looking at some of the photos I took of the kids, and my son and his wife and the kids. And, you know, that was just a great memory that way. They didn't really want to go to Schweitzer. They kind of did, but kind of didn't. And one wanted to do snowboarding. And it's really hard just to drop in and do snowboarding without committing for a full day and rentals and all that kind of stuff. And so I suggested strongly that, well, I bet you there's something closer. And they had never ice skated before. And Ellie is 10. And, again, she loved it. And Carter's 2. And she got to love it by the end of the hour. Hours, you're exactly right, a perfect amount of time to get tired and get hungry and move on to something else. So,
yes, my nieces and nephews have been out there quite a bit. They love it.
Yeah, very good. So when will this close for the year? What's the plan?
So I've been skeptical on setting an actual close date just because this is our first season and we're an uncovered rink. And so not knowing what the weather's going to do and what staffing's going to do, we've kind of been playing it 1 month at a time.
Okay.
So just this week, I opened up spacing for reservations through the end of February. Okay. And then when we get to mid-February, we'll take a look at what the weather's doing and assess and determine if we can leave it open through March.
So rainy, windy, nonsense, stuff like that would probably close you down? Is that what you're thinking?
For the most part, we've been able to stay operational even during these rainy days that we've had. It's a little bit more of a challenge, and it definitely lends itself more to skaters who don't fall down as much.
Right.
But we've had even people, adults, out there sliding through the water on the ice just enjoying that. So we've allowed people to reschedule if it's rainy, especially ones with young children, so that they don't have a bad experience. But we've been able to keep it operational for those that do still want to go out there and skate in the rain.
Well, how respectful of that. That's great. It really is that you do that for people too, because they don't know what they're getting themselves into a lot of times, and you're trying to make the best experience possible. And you have probably the only Zamboni that's ever been in Bonner County, just a guess.
I'm not sure if it's the only one, but yes.
There might be another one in Bonner County? I'm not sure.
There is a private rink that someone has that I believe he has a little miniature Zamboni that goes along with it.
Very, very cool. There was a story a couple of years ago in Boise, where they have, of course, a big ice skating rink, and they have a semi-pro team. And some of the guys were doing the Zamboni stuff after the game was over, and they got kind of hungry. So they said, you know what we could do? We could take the Zamboni down to Taco Bell. So they went down to Taco Bell. They left the arena. Can you imagine seeing them going at, 3 miles an hour down to get Taco Bell? Anyway, they're not working there anymore. But Rob Harrison loves doing the Zamboni. I was talking to him about that.
Yes, he's been a fantastic volunteer and employee out there at the rink. We've had some really wonderful staff that's just killing it out there.
That's really cool.
Especially considering it's, like I said, new to everyone.
Yeah, but you're attracting some people who wanted that here, and Rob was one of them for sure. And these other folks, too, are trying to help you out and make it happen. I'm really looking forward to the next couple of years as you morph into whatever this will be. But what a great first effort, Kaylee. You guys have got to be really proud of that.
We are very proud of it, and I can't wait to see what happens next year. I know we're already talking about expansion plans and purchasing some igloo pods, so next year we'll be able to have some spaces that people can rent when they do have younger children that aren't skating, that are heated, where they can be out of the rain and host birthday parties or anything else. So.
Well, really, really, really cool. So that was thing one I wanted to talk to you about today. Again, it seems like Pend Oreille is just growing and attracting more people. In fact, you know, we were talking off air, and of course you know this, you live this, but Pend Oreille is the fastest growing town in Idaho for the last 3 years by percentage. Not, you know, you look at Meridian, you look at Boise, you look at even Sandpoint, it's growing by more bodies, but not by percentage of a population. How big is Pend Oreille now?
Pend Oreille, our last estimated population was 1,900.
Okay. So. At a low of how many? What was it a couple of years ago?
Gosh, when I started, it was right around 1,000 people.
Really? Almost doubled then? Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So we, according to the numbers, have had about a 51% population increase in the last 3 years.
Wow. Wow. And are they retirees? Or are they young families? Or are they a good mix? What are you seeing?
You know, we are seeing a mix of both residences that are for primary occupancy and owner occupied, and also multifamily. So we've seen a real mix of people moving into the area. I think historically we've had an older population in Ponderay, and I've seen a lot of younger families that are now moving in with the recreational opportunities that we're able to provide.
Yeah, so. It's really interesting. I call it Old Ponderay and New Ponderay, and you probably do too. But Old Ponderay, it's interesting to watch how some of those older neighborhoods, and there was a landlord who used to have a lot of rentals there. And as those have kind of gone away, they've been replaced by like shotgun houses and duplexes and things. And it's really funny. There's almost every block in Ponderay seems to either have had something new or is having something new built there. And those new families are moving in there, and it's giving it a kind of a different vibe.
Yeah, historically, the lots in Ponderay were all platted at 25 feet wide. So the idea behind that being that people could purchase as much as they could afford. But right. Over the years, as the types of structures have changed, it makes it a little bit more difficult with setbacks to be able to provide a good footprint for a house. And so a few years ago, the city instituted a program that we run through our community development program, where we help people who have multiple of those lots adjust the boundary lines in order to make them more square instead of long and narrow, so that they can have more alternate footprints for development. And that's been really successful in helping people redevelop some of those older lots.
Yeah. Isn't that funny, the challenges of growth that way? And you want to have a thumb on it, because it can get out of control, but you also want to encourage it in different ways too. And is that working out so far so good?
That program has worked out great. The idea behind it, or what we were trying to avoid, was having someone come in and build the exact same house on every empty lot in Ponderay.
Yep.
And that sort of regulates itself in the fact that we have so many multi-generational groups of people that have owned them there and have multiple lots. But as they're retiring, moving away, selling, then we are having developers come in. And so that was sort of our way of mitigating that and helping them to find a better, more attractive way to develop with some variety.
Absolutely. So what's in the near future for Ponderay as far as growth? Anything commercial coming up that you know about or you want to share, or anything more residential popping up? What do you see the next couple of years?
You know, we still have some outstanding residential projects that have been approved that are continuing on.
Okay.
We have still another 114 units that were approved along with the Schweitzer multifamily dwelling project there behind Walmart.
Okay.
So that's still standing out there, and that came with a daycare and a community center as well. So those are still active. We have also been working with Helping Hands Healing Hearts, and they have been working on building a facility there on Triangle Drive. So we just did modification to their site plan to take it from one large multifamily building into more like cottage style housing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping to see that start with development here in the near future. Otherwise, as far as development, we've got a lot of grant projects that we're still working through in the community. So we made it about halfway through our McNerney Road reconstruction project this last fall. So that will be picking up again this spring, and we'll be continuing construction to the south end of the Field of Dreams.
That'll be a great connection that way, won't it? I mean, people put up with it and use either way to come in. But I think by cleaning that up a bit, that'll be a lot easier for folks for sure. And that'll probably be the main way in and out, you think, coming on McNerney Road?
Primarily, I think the access directly to 95 will eventually be the primary way in and out of there. But the way that we've looked at our future transportation plans is the more way we can disperse the traffic, the better it will be for the community.
Sure.
And so there are a lot of cross connections that we've planned in the futures to get road connections not only out McNerney and out 95, but up to Bronx Road and then also out to McGee.
Right. Spreading it out a bit that way, that makes a lot of sense that way too. Field of Dreams, what a great rollout this past year. My goodness, I was out there several times with soccer and different things, and just even taking one of your older residents out with me, my father-in-law, and he just looked around and said, oh my gosh, it's about time. And so good first year for all of the Field of Dreams.
It was. We had tremendously positive feedback out there as well, and we hosted our first tournament last fall, and it was fantastic. Yeah. It did exactly what we hoped it would do, which was alleviate some of the pressure on the Sandpoint Fields and still
absolutely
be busy, but feel open and not feel like you were on top of your neighbor.
I was part of that, and with the soccer groups. And what I saw, and I think this is the dream come true, is all of a sudden you saw your new hotels and everything else out that direction, and Sweet Lou's and the different restaurants being used, versus trying to cram everybody on Pine Street and that Travers Park area, especially with construction going on there this year. And all of a sudden, I think it probably made a big difference for happen. So
yes,
so,
we had sold out motels all over Ponderay for that tournament. That was great. Fantastic.
Kaylee, thank you so much. It's great seeing you again, and feel free to come back anytime and give us a great update on the greatest little city around.
Absolutely, anytime. Thank you for inviting me.
Take care.
All right. Not alone.